Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of June 6th through the 10th, 2016, along with some key upcoming economic releases. Last week was light on economic data. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index slipped by 0.4 of a point in June, following a nearly 6-point jump in May. The recent spike could be partly attributable to tighter labor markets, but this could also mean more modest job gains going forward. Revised data showed that productivity declined less than estimated in the first quarter. Productivity is expected to make some gains in the second quarter on stronger GDP growth and more modest employment gains. Overall, the second quarter is doing well, with the exception of employment. The Atlanta Fed's GDP growth estimate shows second quarter growth at nearly 2.5%. Employment data will likely turn more modest as the labor market has tightened. Employment growth will have a large voice in near-term Fed policy. Outside of the U.S., global bond yields are signaling trouble for the global economy. Germany's 10-year yields fell to an all-time low of 0.01%, and gains by Japanese and Swiss securities drove their already negative yields to even newer lows. Some of the global nervousness may dissipate with a British decision not to leave the EU. A movement to leave the EU will have an impact on confidence and perhaps even economic growth. Although the worst scenario, a renewed recession in the European Union, doesn't automatically doom the U.S. economy, the loss of global confidence will not be positive. Still, we think the U.S. economy should track near 2%, the same growth rate that we have seen for several years now. Last week's data highlight looks at wholesale inventories. Wholesale inventories came in higher than expectations by a large margin in April, rising by 0.6%. The expectations were for just a 0.1% gain. Durable goods inventories rose by just 0.2%, and non-durable inventories jumped by more than 1%. However, sales increased a full percentage point, a strong gain. But sales at wholesalers are still down more than 2.5% from a year earlier. Note that oil prices have had a sizable impact on the non-durable sector, affecting both sales and inventories. With overall sales jumping more than inventories, the inventory-to-sales ratio fell to 1.35 months, down from 1.36 in March. If the recent pattern holds true for a couple more months, this would be the best news on the inventory front since early 2012. However, inventories are still very elevated, and it will take a considerable amount of time to get them back to a more normal level. On the international front, China needs to act quickly to address its mounting corporate debt, a major source of worry about the world's second largest economy. The International Monetary Fund said that company indebtedness is, and I quote, a key fault line in the Chinese economy, unquote. Company debt problems today can become systemic debt problems tomorrow. And as we are now well aware, systemic debt problems can lead to a banking crisis and to much lower economic growth. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we start with the May NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, released the morning of Tuesday, June 14th. We look for the index to edge a half a point higher in May, after the 1-point increase that was seen in April. Small business is not particularly confident right now, so only a small step forward is expected. Retail sales activity for May will be released on Tuesday, June 14th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We expect sales to improve slightly in May, up perhaps 0.5%, following the more than 1% jump we got in April. Key factors are that car sales edged up again in May, and gas prices have also continued to rise. Total April inventories will be released later in the morning of the 14th at 10 a.m. Inventories have been an obstacle for manufacturing for at least the last year. As we noted earlier, wholesale inventories jumped 0.6% in April, but sales were also strong. The inventory to sales ratio could edge down by 0.1 point to 1.4 months. If it does drop, it would be the first decline since May of last year. May producer prices will be released on Wednesday, June 15th at 8:30 a.m. We expect a couple tenths of a percent advance for goods and just a 0.1% of advance for services. Growth in services has been soft lately, but commodity prices are, for the most part, advancing. May consumer prices will also be released on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. We look for the index for consumer prices to rise 0.2% in May, after a 0.4% gain in April. Core prices should also rise near 0.2%, similar to recent months' activity. Industrial production for May will be released by the Federal Reserve on Wednesday at 9:15 a.m. Total production grew 0.7% in April, driven by increases in utility output, and a 0.5% advance is projected for May. Manufacturing is projected to grow 0.2%, just slightly less than the 0.3% growth seen in April. The industrial sector is improving slightly, but inventories remain a weight and growth will stay sluggish. The May NAHB Housing Market Index will be released on Thursday, June 16th at 10 a.m. Look for the index to remain relatively unchanged for the fifth consecutive month, holding near a steady near a level of 58. The index is still well above its pre-recession average of 54.5, suggesting builders are still in fairly good spirits. And finally, we'll end the week with June housing starts, released on Friday, June 17th at 8:30 a.m. We expect housing starts to rise to 1.2 million units in May, adding to the nearly 7% jump seen in April. Housing is inching forward, and fundamentals are supportive, but the pace has been slow. In the coming weeks, you'll find FTR experts at the following events. This Wednesday, FTR's Noel Perry will be speaking at the Towing and Recovery Management Summit, held at the St. Louis Union Station. Noel will be giving a truck market update. For more information on the event, visit ftrintel.com/events. And next week, several of the FTR principals, myself included, will be up in Chicago at the same time as the 3PL summit put on by I for Transport. We won't be in attendance, but we will be meeting with individual companies. Please let us know if you'll be in Chicago. We would love to meet up and have a chat. We look forward to seeing you soon.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.